Okay, welcome. My name is Divine. This is episode 70 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. In today's podcast, I'll be discussing a topic that I'm going to title Conflict Resolution. Conflict Resolution. And my text, I'm going to be using the New Living Translation. I'm going to be looking at Psalms 38, verses 12 to 14. Psalms 38, verses 12 to 14, it says, "Meanwhile, my enemies lay traps to kill me. Those who wish me harm make plans to ruin me. All day long, they plan their trickery. But I am deaf to all their threats. I am silent before them as one who cannot speak. I choose to hear nothing, and I make no reply." There's a lot of wisdom wrapped up in this portion of scripture. So we all know what a conflict is. A conflict is a situation where, again, you essentially get in a fight with, it doesn't necessarily mean you get in a fight, but there's the propensity to get into fights with people in those circumstances. But the thing is, the Bible is a great book, offers many tips and tricks for resolving conflict, right? The thing is, really, the main purpose of this discussion today, in fact, let me not call it a conflict resolution. In fact, I'm going to change the topic when I write it, when I put this out there. I'm going to call this conflict prevention. Many times you can prevent conflict. The thing is, it is much better to prevent conflict than to resolve conflict, right? Many of us have heard this term that prevention is better than cure, right? So instead of curing a conflict that has arisen, how about we try to prevent that conflict from arising in the first place? So today, by the grace of God, using this anchor scripture and a few more, tips from the Bible, I'm going to discuss some ways to prevent conflict, right? To prevent conflict. But to be honest with you, if we're being straight up here, a lot of these tips and strategies will also help with conflict resolution. So the first tip is be humble. Be humble. I'm telling you this, probably one of the root causes of most quarrels, of most strife, is just pride, right? Someone says something, someone does something, you feel like they've worked on your ego, you feel like they've belittled you, right? And then you take that thing and boom, you begin to fight with your spouse, or with your business partner, or with your coworkers, things like that, right? You need to be humble. It's better to swallow your pride in the beginning than to have to swallow your pride and apologize in the end. So just swallow that pride. Be humble, right? Be humble. Many people are very proud, right? Just swallow your pride. I'm telling you, it's much easier to swallow pride and be humble, right, than to let pride reign and then make a big quarrel out of things. Right? There are some people that they haven't spoken to their friends in decades, in years, in months, because they don't want to swallow their pride. They don't want to seek peace, right? So just be humble. Pride is the root cause of most quarrels, right? People just feel like, man, their ego was brushed hard, or things were just done to them that they did not like. Yes, even if you're in the right, just swallow your pride. Be humble, right? And resolve that conflict. Right? Or if someone says something that belittles you, right? Yes, there's the propensity to be angry, but swallow your pride and just let it go, right? Just let it go. And that really leads to the second principle, which is to stop it early, right? It's much better to overlook a quarrel and just move on, right? But if you keep stewing in it, right? I just kind of think of it this way. If you step on poop and you run away immediately, then, you may not smell as bad, right? But if you start stewing in that poop and roll around in the poop, then you're going to start smelling really bad, right? So the thing is, you know when a quarrel is about to start, right? Just diffuse that quarrel immediately. Walk away, right? Overlook that quarrel. Don't give that stare back to the person. Don't say choice words back to the person, right? Just overlook that quarrel and move on. The Bible says, "Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord," right? So just follow peace. Follow peace. Even the Bible says, how many times can your friend offend you before you? The Bible, Jesus Christ says 70 times, 7 times. It's really hard for a single person to make you feel bad or do bad things to you, offend you 490 times in a day, right? So just stop the quarrel early, overlook it and move on, right? A wise person overlooks a quarrel, right? Overlooks a person's mistakes. Now, the third principle is be deaf and dumb. I love this one. This one comes from the text that we just read. Be deaf and dumb, right? David was essentially saying that, you know what? I choose to not hear these things that people are saying. I choose to not respond to these things that people are saying, right? So again, many times you see people, they want to get in that last word. They want to say, speak their mind. They want to do this, they want to do that. No, you don't have to do any of those things, right? Again, choose to be deaf in certain circumstances. Just don't hear. Right? Don't hear. And especially if you know that something is potentially going to infuriate you, don't listen to it. Don't be in certain conversations that you know will rile you up, right? Because some people, their primary purpose of holding certain conversations is just to see if they can rev you up and get you to give an angry response, right? The media uses this all the time. So be deaf in those circumstances and also be dumb, right? You don't have to always respond. Right? You don't have to always respond. Sometimes the smart thing to do is to just shut up and don't respond, right? Shut up and don't respond. You don't always have to respond. I'm telling you, that's a common tool of the devil in this day and age we live in, just to get you to respond. You don't have to respond. Because many times when you respond, you'll say the wrong words, or you may say the right words with the wrong context and put yourself in trouble. So be deaf and be dumb. Now, the fourth principle is let yourself be defrauded a little. Right? Let yourself be defrauded a little. Right? Again, the thing is, we belong to a generation now where it's like, oh, I must fight for my rights. I must fight the power. I must do this. You don't have to do that. Every now and then, just give up your rights. Right? You don't always have to press your point. You don't always have to press your point. Right? Sometimes you may be hurt, but just let it go. Just let it go. Right? You see, some people, they think they're wise. Right? Oh, I'm walking all over this person. It's fine. To be honest with you, when you give up your rights, you're essentially surrendering that situation to God, right? And the thing is, when God starts fighting for you, God is much better at revenge than you are, right? The Bible says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. So don't be the one doing the fighting. Hand it over to God. Instead of fighting your spouse, fighting your friend, fighting at your place of work, hand that situation to God, right? Every now and then, give up your rights. Don't be like the present generation that always likes to defend themselves. Don't get me wrong, I've made this mistake many times before, right? Oh, like I must defend myself. But the thing is, in many situations of life, just let it go. It may look like you're being walked all over. It may look like, wow, this person is so foolish and stupid, but you're not, right? It's actually very great wisdom to back down in situations where you could potentially fight or quarrel. And then the fifth principle is always seek peace as a purpose. Let peace be your purpose. Let peace be your purpose, right? Whenever you see a quarrel brewing, have that perspective that, no, I'm not going to let this quarrel keep going. I want peace to reign, right? I want peace to reign. And then principle number six is don't be engaged in useless conversations. Don't, right? This is something that is especially helpful in the world we live in today, right? You see some people, they will ask you certain questions, and you just know in your heart that those questions, they are not trying to get your opinion on something. No, they just want to trap you in your words, or they want to hear you say something so that they can print it out of context, or so that they can pick apart your words and start quarreling, right? The thing is, I'm not saying you should never defend your faith, or you should never defend the gospel or anything like that. What I'm trying to say is, you know, when people are asking questions where the primary goal, the primary purpose, the primary agenda is to trap you in your words, is to make you say something you shouldn't say. Or even if you say the truth, for them to twist it up. To be honest with you, in those circumstances, you do not need to respond. You do not need to respond. You do not need to respond, right? So I know some people may be like, wow, Divine, are you saying that I shouldn't fight for my rights? I shouldn't speak up for what is right? I'm not saying you shouldn't speak up for what is right, but analyze the situation. What is the goal? What is the goal? What is the goal, right? Because I'm telling you, many times you see some people, they're like, oh, I must speak up. I must say the things. I must fight the power. I must do this. I must do that, right? I must speak up for what is right. But those people that are asking you questions, that are asking you to speak up, they're just trying to get you into trouble. They're just trying to roll one quarrel or the other. You don't have to fall for those cheap tricks of the enemy, right? There is going to be an avenue. There is going to be an opportunity for you to speak up. Right? And in those circumstances, speak up. In fact, I'm going to address this at the end. And then the seventh principle is answer softly, right? And your answer can be your facial expression. It can be your words, right? It can even be your thoughts, right? Whenever you are in a situation where someone gives it to you in a wrong way, right? Just answer softly. The Bible says a soft answer turns away wrath, right? Give a soft answer. Give a soft response. That's a smart, prudent Christian thing to do, right? Answer softly, right? So those are the seven key principles I'll say you should apply, right? You know, in conflict resolution, right? Or in conflict prevention, right? Again, it's better to prevent conflict by stopping it early than to keep going and then it becomes a very big, bad situation, right? So what you see, many marriages have ended because of conflict. Many ministries, many churches have ended because of conflict. Many great friendships have ended because of conflict, right? Don't let your relationships fall to the, let your relationships become victims of conflict, right? Lower your pride. Swallow your pride, be humble, and seek peace in those circumstances, right? And again, there are certain situations where you should speak up, right? Where you should speak up. But again, in these situations, I strongly encourage you to apply wisdom. Apply wisdom, right? Speak the truth, but speak it in love. Speak the truth, but speak it in love. Defend the truth, but defend it in love. That's wisdom. Right? So if, for example, you see people being oppressed, you should speak up for them. You shouldn't back down in those circumstances, right? Or when you see like just big injustice going on, go ahead and speak up in those circumstances, right? Go ahead and speak up in those circumstances, right? Or you see like there are certain situations where you need to speak up for the truth. The thing is, many times you can make your point known, but you can make it known in a wise way. Right? That's why many times it's not prudent to just respond immediately. Sometimes you should go back, sit down, think, pray, ask God, God, what do you want me to say in these circumstances? Although there are certain situations where you can't go back and think and pray. You just have to give your response. And the Bible says that in those circumstances, don't give thought to what you have to say beforehand. That in those moments, the Spirit of God will tell you what to say. Right? So the thing is, please don't take this podcast to mean never speak up. No. There are many situations where we should speak up that we don't even speak up, right? But you need to speak up with the wisdom of God. You can make your points very clearly known, right? Like you see Jesus Christ, many times, this is a great example, many times the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they will try to trap him in his words. And sometimes he'll just respond with a question, right? So wisdom, right? Versus just giving a raw response, right? A raw response can end up causing more trouble than it's worth. Right? But Jesus Christ, the Bible says that he understood their thoughts, right? He knew why they were asking him those questions. He knew that they were trying to trap him in his words, and he responded with wisdom, right? So the thing is, if you don't have wisdom to respond in a particular situation, don't respond right there and then, right? Take some time, seek counseling, right? Think, spend time in the presence of God, pray, consult the Bible, right? And then when it's time to speak up with wisdom so that God's will be done and that God's name will be glorified. So as I wrap up this podcast, again, I would like to encourage you. If you don't have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, I will encourage you today to start that relationship with him. Jesus Christ has made a big difference in my life. He died for you on the cross to set you free, to give you a brand new beginning, to make you whole. So if you want to take that first step today, I want you to say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I confess that I'm a sinner and I cannot save myself. I believe that you were nailed to the cross, you shed your blood, you died, you were buried, and you rose again on the third day for my redemption. Come into my life, be my Lord, be my Savior, write my name in the book of life, give me a brand new beginning, sanctify me with your blood, and fill me with your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And Father, I pray for everyone listening to this podcast. Whatever conflict is brewing in their homes, in their marriages, in their businesses, in their places of work, in their communities, Father, give us the grace to be peacemakers. Give us the grace to be conflict preventers. Give us the grace to prevent conflict before it even happens. Give us the grace to be humble. Give us the grace to answer softly. Give us the grace to be deaf and dumb in situations where we should be. Give us the grace in situations where we should speak up, to speak up with grace and with wisdom, so that your name might be glorified in everything. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And for those of you listening to this podcast, for those of you that just said that prayer of salvation, I'll encourage you, find a Bible. Find a translation that works for you. New Living Translation, very easy to understand. Read the Bible. Start from the book of John. That's a good place to start. It'll tell you about the love of God. Really do what it says, and you'll see your life take a turn for the better. And also seek community with other Bible, you know, go to a Bible-believing church. Seek community with other believers, right? Again, there are many churches that say they're churches, but they're not Bible-believing. Or they twist the Bible around, right? So find the Bible-believing church. Attend the Redeemed Christian Church of God. But there's many great churches all over the world. Find the Bible-believing church. seek community with other believers, do what God's word says, and you'll see your life take a turn for the better. Thank you for listening to me. Until next time, have a wonderful week, and God bless you. Thank you.